We're less than 3 weeks away from opening day, and since this is our last sports huddle of the season, it's time to preview some Cincinnati Reds baseball with Reds ballpark announcer and radio affiliate manager Joe Zerhuizen. Joe, always good talking to you, bud. How we doing?
I'm doing good, Nick. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Can you believe
it? It's a little hard to believe when you sit there and say less than 3 weeks away. It's like, where does the offseason go anymore?
Boy, yeah, you're not kidding. I saw that on Facebook, and I think it said 20 or 19 days away or whatever it was, and it just hit me that we're really getting that close to another season. It feels like the World Series was last week.
Well, you know, that and you know, you guys being a part of the caravan in January, I mean, as you well know, with the radio network, there's always something going on in the off season, and so it always moves pretty quickly. But this year, it just flew by. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it was always great to have some of you guys out. We got J.J. Hoover and Cody Reed and some other guys. Walt Jocketty came by, so it was really nice to have you guys swing by. But speaking of the Reds and what we're looking at coming up here in 2016, I think on the surface, when people say Cincinnati Reds, people say, oh, they just traded away their entire team. But then when you look at it, Joe, the Reds have their starting catcher back, their starting first baseman back, their starting second baseman back, their starting shortstop back, a guy who played a lot of shortstop last year that'll be filling in at third, their starting right fielder back, and their starting center fielder back.
Yeah.
And not to mention probably the best pitcher, certainly one of the best pitchers that they had from a year ago in home. Or Bailey. So when you look at it that way, they really have a lot coming back.
You know, that is true. It was funny that even right after the season and some of the moves that were made, I had people asking me all the time, so, wow, how are you going to have to learn all these new names? But no, you're absolutely right, is that the bulk of the team is still there. Obviously, last year, with having to make the deals that were made with Johnny and with Mike Leake, and I mean, those, you know, you look back on that, and yeah, we lost some pitchers before the end of the season. In the off season, you know, with Todd Frazier going to the Chicago White Sox, I mean, Todd was a favorite around here, you know that, and you know, but then again, you know, you have an evolution, and it's like, okay, wait a minute, what are we, where are we going to move in the future? What's going to be the situation over the next few years? And I think, you know, the organization did come back and say, you know what, we do need to rebuild a little bit, and I'm using that term as myself. You know, we do need to look ahead and see what we're going to be doing. Even though there are those players that have been with us last year, as you know, with Devin, there was the injury. Zach Cozart, we had an injury. So it's going to be great to see those guys coming back. And I'm like you, man. I like looking at the fact of the glass half full. Look who we have. Joey Votto is just one of the best first basemen in all of baseball. One
best
of the best
players.
Hitters alive. A lot of people might not exactly like his approach to hitting, but it is his approach, and he's very good at it. That second half of the year he had last year was phenomenal. Brandon Phillips at second base. I mean, historically, he has proven to be one of the best second basemen in baseball. Zach Cozart, as you well know, when he went down last year, that was just he was having a season like he had not had, and I know for him personally, you talked about being on the caravan. He joined the leg of the caravan that I was on down in Nashville, and you know, I mean, that's one of those things that looking forward to seeing him come back. You mentioned Eugenio Suarez. Is he the logical person to move over to third base? Likely, yeah. Billy, you know, in center field, it was funny. MLB.com had a piece this morning talking about 10 players who are an absolute joy to watch, and of course they're talking defensively, and Billy was ranked right there at number 5. They're talking about the fact that you know, routinely outruns fly balls, knows where the ball is going, and you know, a lot of folks, when he first came up a few years ago, it was the on-base thing that was going to be what people were going to remember. But watching him in center field day in and day out, that is a pleasure. I mean, he does make some plays that are incredible. And to think 3 years ago, he basically was a right-handed hitting shortstop. So, you know, the switch hitting thing is something he's still working on. The outfield situation with center field, look, he, as I said, they ranked him as number five, and that's incredible. And then you have Jay Bruce in right field. Jay's having a pretty decent spring. He's been hitting the ball. I think, if I remember correctly, if you look at Jay, he's had like eight games that he's been in, and he's hit safely in five of them. And Jay has always been one of those players every year. When he comes into camp, it's like you can tell that he's been diligent about working. And look, last year, did it work out the way he wanted it to? Obviously not. I mean, you know, this is a guy that has some tremendous pride in the game that he has and the accomplishments that he has made. So having him in right field, you know, that is going to be a nice thing to see on opening day. It looks like it's going to be that way, as you know. I mean, there was still some talk at the beginning of spring and of training camp that, you know, they were still looking to deal him. Right now, he's with the team, and that's the approach that he takes, is that as long as he is here, he's happy to be here, and I know that he loves being a part of the Cincinnati Reds organization. So back to the original question, as far as the newness of this team and you know that it has been dismantled and it has to be totally rebuilt, you and I both know indeed that is not the case.
Yeah, and as somebody that has a Jay Bruce jersey, I'm glad that it is still relevant and that he has not been dealt. We're speaking with Joe Zerhuizen, a ballpark announcer and radio affiliate manager for the Cincinnati Reds, here via the Frickers Huddle Hotline, the Northwest Ohio Orthopedic Sports Huddle. You mentioned injuries, Joe, with Kozar, with Mesoraco, Homer Bailey, Billy Hamilton, and it doesn't end there. If you could, to the best of your knowledge, can you update us on where some of those guys are with their rehab?
Well, Cozart's been back in the lineup for a couple of days. As a matter of fact, he finally got his first spring start last week, homered in a game over the weekend, and so it's good to see him back out there. Haven't heard anything negative about him. Billy's in the lineup today to DH. Now, Billy is not I think the shoulder is the issue, and just a fatigue kind of a thing. I at least that's what I've been led to believe, is that there's is still being cautious when it comes to that. So that's where Billy is. Devin is yet to make a start, and I'm looking forward to when that does happen. And again, it's that left hip, and he has not played yet this spring, but that was the same problem that he had at the end of last year. I'm hopeful that they're being cautious and giving him more time. As far as definitive word on the injuries and stuff, you know, I hear probably exactly the same thing that you have, and get a chance to kind of read between the lines a little bit. But we'll see what happens there. I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, as with spring, with players like that coming off of injuries, you certainly don't want to push them. Now, one thing that was good to see was that Raisel Iglesias, he made his Cactus League debut for the Reds, and even though the team didn't exactly do well yesterday, he was in for one inning, gave up a run, two hits, and struck out one, and from all understanding is that it's been looked at as a successful outing.
And with the assumption, Joe, with Eugenio Suarez will fill in for Todd Frazier over at third base, it's been the same question with this team. It feels like every year for the past 10 years with left field. Who are some of the names that are being tossed around? Who do you see as being, or who are the top two or three guys, if it's not just one, that you see taking up the primary duties at left field?
Well, I think that, the organization in Arizona, that they're, you know, kind of looking at all kinds of options. So I don't know if there is any one that has definitely stood out as being that this is going to be the guy that's going to be out there, or this is the favorite, or this is our list. I think what you need to look at is some of the players that have been getting some action right now, You have Schebler, who was a part of the Frazier deal, and part of that deal that sent Todd to the White Sox. Jose Peraza, obviously being primarily a second baseman, they've been running him at shortstop. I've heard some people start to speculate, hey, you know, give him a shot out in the outfield. I think they're going to give him a start at center field, or he has recently had one. And so, with that the case, actually it's today that they're going to give him the shot in center field. So let's see what happens. And there are people saying, hey, if they're going to put him in center, why not put him in left? Jake Cave, who was picked up in the Rule 5 draft, he's been getting a lot of play in center field and has opened some eyes. And there are some folks talking about the possibility of him in left field. You got Eugenio Suarez, and some people have thrown his name out there. And there's a person that I like quite a bit, who quite honestly had been having a pretty decent spring, and I believe they shut him down last week with a sore left hip flexor. But that's Jesse Winker, one of our top prospects, and Jesse's been on our leg of the caravan actually for the last few years, and I think he even came up the last time that my group was up with you guys.
Yes, he did. I remember meeting him.
Jesse's a great kid. He's starting to develop a little bit more as he gets older. As somebody said in spring training, he's got that man body going now, you know, because a kid reaches a certain age and, with working out and all that kind of stuff, they take on a little bit of a different look. And I was surprised when I saw him out in Arizona just how big that he looked, even from seeing him on the caravan. So, you know, that's another name that, as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to hear in the mix out there. Don't know that there's anything. I think at this point, you know, we still have a little under 3 weeks, right around 3 weeks. I think you're going to see a lot of these things play themselves out over the next couple of weeks, and I think that some of it's going to clear up a little bit, both to the injury question that you ask and also that left field situation. But for right now, left field seems to be wide open, but there are some names and some people that you're starting to look at and saying, huh, that might not be bad out there.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Again, we're talking with Joe Zerhuizen, radio affiliate manager and ballpark announcer for the Cincinnati Reds here on the Northwest Ohio Orthopedic Sports Huddle on Mix 96.7 and ESPN 1430 WFOB. We've mentioned trades, and we let off talking about how, at least as far as the position players go, the Reds have almost everybody coming back, but a lot of the names that we aren't going to see anymore for the Reds were mainly pitchers, and we're going to see also, maybe it's one of the more, if not the most exciting thing about this team, is getting to see all these new kind of hotshot prospect pitchers get their chance this year. And if you could, there's names like Stevenson and Lorenzen and Cody Reed and so many of these big name prospects that are getting their crack, and we, some of which we will see a lot of this season. So if you could talk about some of the big name, new name pitchers that Reds fans should expect to see this season.
Well, you know, I mean, I have a feeling that for the most part, the guys that are being thrown into the conversation are guys that quite honestly Reds fans had a chance to see last year. We had 9 rookie pitchers that made 110 starts for the organization last year. And as a matter of fact, with the Mike Leake deal, I think it was late July when Mike Leake pitched. After that, the Reds started 64 straight games with rookie pitchers starting those games.
An MLB record.
That's incredible. But then again, you've got guys that got some experience. Dee Sclafani, Kiva Sampson was in that mix. You mentioned Lamb. You got Raisel Iglesias, Michael Lorenzen, and there were some others that were thrown in there. So, yeah, from a pitching standpoint, it is going to be interesting to see, again, how these guys play out, how the position or how the pitchers play out as spring goes on. And let's see what we have. I mean, in the bullpen, you've got Cingrani that evidently is settling down into a bullpen role. It sounds like you still have. You mentioned J.J. Hoover a little bit earlier. Today we're going to get a chance to see Brandon Finnegan, who's going to get a start. So again, a lot of the pitchers that I think people are going to see, and a lot of the pitchers that are going to be a part of this organization, for the most part, are already people that they are somewhat familiar with a few new ones thrown in. But for the most part, I look at it, and I look at the way last season ended with 64 straight games being started by rookie pitchers. That has to give some of these guys a leg up heading into the new season.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And we've talked about some of the faces we might see in left field. Watching spring training, Joe, are there any other young guys or new faces with the team that have caught your eye?
Well, I mean, some of the ones that we've mentioned, Peraza is one that I know a lot of people are looking at. He started off a little slow from a hitting standpoint, but then just kind of caught fire. I think he's like 10 for 16, something like that, since starting like at an 0 for 7 clip. So Peraza is obviously one that's been getting a lot of attention and a lot of people have been talking about. You also have Scott Schebler. As I mentioned, he's made three starts in center field. They've put him in left field. They've had him in there as a DH as well. He's another one that you're starting to get. There's Jordan Pacheco. They're looking at him, as a possibility of getting some playing time. I mentioned Jake Cave, the fact that he's been getting some playing time and actually been getting some notice. And then Tyler Holt. Again, last year Tyler Holt was with us at the end of the season, but he's another name that you're starting to hear a little bit. And again, I think it's important, Nick, to mention the fact that where we are right now, I think it was yesterday or the day before. This time of the year they all run together. But when some of the players were sent down to minor league camp, some of the ones that they know, okay, these are some guys that we're looking at in the future. But for right now, let's go ahead, let's get them down into minor league camp, let them get some work, and then let's really start taking a look at the guys that we have. So I think there were 11 of them that went out yesterday. And so what you're going to see now is you're going to see some of these other guys that are going to be getting a little more time and a little more of a chance to make a mark and to see if they can make the club. Over the next few weeks is when you're really going to start seeing the changes, and you're really going to start seeing, okay, wait a minute, this guy has a legitimate shot, this guy has a legitimate shot, and that kind of thing. It's an exciting time, and that's the thing about this organization. Again, we'll go back to what we were talking about at the beginning. Call it what you want. Is it a rebuilding situation when you have so many players that have been with the club and you're heading into this year with them? But then again, at the same time, you have some youth and some guys that are coming up, and there is an excitement there. That was one of the things that I found in a little bit of time. I went out to spring training for just a little while last week, and people that have been around the organization in Goodyear this year seem to sense something different. There's an energy and there's an excitement, and mainly being created by the young guys realizing that, hey, wait a minute, I do have a legitimate shot at making this team. And I think that when you get around things like that, I think it becomes contagious for everybody. And I think that the veteran leadership that is there, when you start looking at people like a Joey Votto and a Jay Bruce and a Brandon Phillips and guys that have been with the organization for a while, and when you talk to some of the players that have been there, they'll tell you that those guys can be very helpful. You start adding that mix to the youthful energy and the exuberance and everything that comes from a young guy who really does believe, hey, wait a minute, this could be my shot. And there's an interesting mix that's starting to be put together. And so I am. I'm excited about not just the remainder of spring training, and I think that'll answer a lot of the questions that we all have. Who is going to be favored in left? Who is going to be playing third base? How is the catching situation going to flesh itself out? I mean, all of those things, I think the answers are going to start to take shape. But there's an excitement with what's going on with this organization and with this team right now that, quite honestly, I'm very excited to see the team that comes home, that comes back to Cincinnati and starts on opening day, and then where it goes from there. Personally, I tell people all the time, I am excited about what's going to be happening with this team this year, and I think it's going to be a fun ball club to watch.
And I believe you usually refer to yourself as an eternal optimist when it comes to this team, which is always good to hear. I tend to lean that way as well, and I totally agree with you. I was going to ask you your thoughts on the team this upcoming year. You kind of already answered that for me, but it's nice to see some optimism.
Win 110 games and then get into the playoffs and go wire to wire and not lose any games in the playoffs. How's that?
I think the fans of the Reds might take that, Joe.
Well, you know, I do it. I catch. There's a lot of people around here that, okay, Joe, how many wins do you think there's going to be this year? And that's the beauty of being able to actually just be, you know, and not have to have, okay, now you have to be real honest, and what do you really think? How's it going to be? I'm always looking at the glass half full, and this time of the year is when it's fun to be a part of the organization. But I'll repeat myself and say again, when you start looking at some of the names that have started to kind of come out of spring, Peraza, Schebler, Jake Cave, and I mean, these kinds of guys where you're starting to see some energy, and me like you, I mean, Cozart to me, I'm excited about the fact of being able to watch him again. I always have enjoyed watching him play shortstop. So all in all, it's going to be exciting over the next 3 weeks, and then as you mentioned earlier, hard to believe that opening day is less than 3 weeks away now on Monday, April 4th, and that's when it all gets happening for real, and we'll see what we get.
Well, he's Joe Zerhuizen, ballpark announcer and affiliate manager for the Cincinnati Reds, and I think, Joe, I can speak on behalf of all baseball fans when I say I cannot wait for baseball to come around. From all of us here in Northwest Ohio, all the Reds fans in the area, thank you so much for coming on and talking a little Red Leg baseball with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, man, and again, as I know that you know, we've done this now for the past few years, and I always enjoy it, but at the same time, it gives me a chance to be able to thank you and everybody with the station, and you know, being of the home of the Reds in that area, and also the fans. I mean, as you know, I've been up there with the caravan a few years, and even independently since taking over the radio network, since the club did back in 2008, I've had the opportunity to go up there, and it really is. I mean, there's some great Reds fans in that area. So thank you guys for all you do. Thank the fans in that area, and certainly look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.